Welcome to another episode of I Have No Idea What The Fuck. Alright, I tried to do this morning before I went into work, and so I'm recording this on my phone first, and then I'm going to upload it to my podcast, which you can find on all the major platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Google. You can find them everywhere. So, let's begin. So, I want to dive into this idea of, I'm responding to a video or to a concept propounded by Teal Swan that basically kind of is going against the idea of this intense individuality that is in its own way propounded by both the American philosophy, the philosophy of living in the West, and also in the quote-unquote New Age movement, where basically you determine the quality of your emotions and thoughts, and nothing can get to you if you don't let it. You're responsible for your emotions and thoughts, you know, and all that, which I believe at this point. What Teal Swan is offering is another viewpoint that basically she's kind of like rallying against this idea of individuality in a certain way. Now, if for those of you that don't know who Teal Swan is, she's pretty much an influencer, a speaker, kind of a, I guess you could say, a luminary in a way, in the spiritual community. And she does a lot of deconstruction of a lot of the new age thought and even secular thought. And she's very logical. She breaks a lot of ideas down. She's quite controversial. She's not really forceful in her viewpoint at all. She actually puts her argument together in a pretty relaxed way. But it definitely, she has a lot of unique viewpoints on the world, which I agree with. And we have a lot of similar viewpoints and thought patterns on many different topics. However, with this one, this one triggered me. No, but I just have, I mean, well, it did, but it triggered me to create a, you know, kind of a rebuttal in a way. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to present what I perceive to be her argument. Then I'm going to give my argument, and then I'm going to tell you how I agree with her argument and what I feel what kind of society she is in support of, what kind of society humanity is evolving into. So the first point is, her argument is that we are not independent. We are not independent people. We're not individuality, but independent. We are not independent people. We are hopelessly and beautifully connected to everything around us. Everything in our lives is a relationship. And I actually agree with that. However, and she also has a book out called The Anatomy of Loneliness, so I'm plugging her book. So anyway, where she breaks that down, she actually had a talk, an hour-long talk that I saw on YouTube, where she kind of summarizes her book and the mentality behind her book, and what the events that led her to write the book. And so I have not read her book. So what I'm saying right now is in complete ignorance of the book. I have not bought the book. I have not read the book. Once I've bought and read the book, I will probably do a little review on that. But at this point, I'm pretty much critiquing that one talk on YouTube. And again, I don't completely disagree with Teal Swan. I actually agree with her to a certain degree, but I have to make the case for individuality. And the reason why I'm making the case for individuality is because I'm sure that all of us have seen the negative aspect of what we call a groupthink or hive mind, where everyone thinks the same thing, moves in the same direction, does the same boring shit, and many times it's based upon a belief system that's been implanted by, you know, advertisement, government, you know, whatever advertising campaign has been launched, because pretty much everything is an advertisement campaign, especially if it gets worldwide exposure. And an entire group of people, thousands, millions, and ultimately billions of people believe it and walk in one whole direction based off of lies, based off of half-truths, based off of disinformation and misinformation. And that's a huge weakness. It's been those that have seen themselves as individuals and that have, I guess you could say, independent thought in a certain way, that have basically given rise to, you know, renaissances of thought and renaissances in, you know, human creativity, human discovery, what have you. It hasn't been the majority of people that go this way. It's always been the people that go the other way that say, no, I think this is better. And many times they weren't even the most mentally stable people, but I would like to, you know, say that probably it would probably be better if more of them were. But there's a fine line between, you know, an innovative mind and almost insane, but or a genius and insanity. There's a fine line between those two. But that's the argument that I want to make for individuality. I think that it's an independence. There is a certain degree of independence that you must have, even though it's a fact that you're connected to everything in the universe. You know, you can't even define yourself you can't define yourself in a vacuum. You define yourself by the relationships you have with people, places, things, and ideas. And that's what she propounds, and I absolutely am in line with that. However, you can't only be about that. You have to wipe your own ass. What you eat doesn't make me shit. Like, there are these things that are inherent, it's inherent proof. Well, not inherent, but I would say that is proof of an individual existence. You know, when somebody eats, it's not going to make me shit. So, like, that right there is like, well, there's a certain degree of independence that I must have. I must go out and get my own food. I must, you know, I have to go out and get my own food if I'm going to be nourished and, you know, fed and whatnot. And so I also, you know, you do need to be responsible for your own thoughts and your own emotions. You can't expect someone else to be responsible for them. Teal Swan actually came out with another video as well that I saw that basically said, are you responsible for other people? And that was a little bit controversial for me as well, because I love that she puts this stuff out, but it was controversial for me because I subscribe to the idea that I'm responsible to not make things worse for other people and to the best of my ability. I'm not responsible for people's emotional state, but if they need my help, it is my responsibility to help other people with their emotional state. I'm not responsible for that person's emotional state. And, you know, like, for example, it's like, that doesn't mean that you're 100% independent all the time. But the subtext of every situation is, if you're on the floor crying, sobbing, and you're just completely a mess, there's no way that you can be responsible for yourself. So, but the subtext is that deep down, you know that you're responsible for yourself and taking care of yourself. It doesn't mean that if you need my help, I'm just going to leave you out to dry. If I have the capability to help you, and you're completely incapable of psychologically stepping up to the plate and taking responsibility for yourself, then, you know, in this example, it's like, if I have the capability to help, then I will help. But it's not I cannot make you feel certain things. I can't take your feelings and go over here and do that. But I can help you. I can, you know, it's almost like, let's say you get wounded. Let's say you're a warrior, you get wounded on the battlefield. You can't be responsible for your own body at a certain point. Let's say you're wounded where you're not able to function properly. You can't walk properly. You have to be in a bed all day. You can't get yourself food. So you can't possibly be responsible for your own physical well-being at that point. But the whole reason that you're being helped in with your physical well-being at this point is so that you can repair yourself, so that by the time you repair yourself, you'll be able to be responsible for your own physical well-being. But it's the responsibility for people around you, especially those that have made the contract with you, to be your friends, to be your family, meaning to be people that you share intimacy with and that support your spiritual development in life. They have the responsibility to assist, to guide, to help. And sometimes the responsibility is heavier than at other times. But never can another person be completely responsible for you. At the end of the day, you are responsible for yourself. I just really believe that. Now, there are certain situations where you cannot do it. Like, so the responsibility falls a little bit more on the other person to help, but the person cannot take responsibility for another person. I don't know. Maybe that's semantics, but that's my viewpoint. So now to the next point of what I believe Teal Swan is kind of gearing, like this argument that she's putting forth is gearing humans up for. So I'm going to go kind of out there, you know, far-fetched for those of you that, you know, aren't really into, you know, a lot of spiritual thought or whatever. But I believe, or I have the viewpoint, that there are other civilizations of beings that are more advanced than we are. Some are less advanced. Some are more advanced, that are out there in the cosmos, that have their entire civilization, their social customs, their technology, everything, most of it is beyond what we can comprehend right now as human beings on this planet. I also believe that there are societies of beings that are so in tune with their own spiritual nature that the idea of independence and the individual takes a back seat to the collective in a spiritual context. So the deeper you get into yourself, the more you see that you are connected to other people. So this is what we call empaths or psychics right now. These are the people who are pretty much like pioneers in human intimacy and connection. Because one day, my viewpoint is every human being will be like this. Every human being will be 100% empathic, 100% telepathic, 100% psychic, because these are natural abilities in every human being. At that point, we will all know each other's thoughts and feelings and beliefs. At that point, we will have to unite under one banner and work together instead of fighting each other. Because let's imagine 8 billion people that all know each other's thoughts. Imagine 8 billion people who all know each other's feelings and intentions. And imagine that. Like, that's overwhelming for this day and age. Like, we're like, whoa, that would just overwhelm all of us. Imagine that we're in that situation. All 8 billion people would begin to feel everything that every other human being has felt. And we'd have to make a decision at that point to think the best thoughts that we possibly can, because we are hopelessly and beautifully connected to one another. But we have to move almost like a conscious school of fish. We have to come together and realize that each independent human being is actually a cell in the body of the human condition, in the body of in the human race on this planet. And so we would have to acknowledge our basically our heart connection with each other, meaning I'm hopelessly connected to you. There is an individuality. I do experience myself to have individuality and a certain degree of independence. You know, I put food in my own mouth. I walk from here to there. You know, I bought this. I did this. I created this. But it takes a back seat to the wider spectrum of the human race. Imagine that all 8 billion of us did that. We'd have to unite under the banner of unity at all times, not acquiescing to a lame consensus that we've been programmed to believe. An actual living conscious unity, which in reality it might end up being boring, but I think the connection would probably be ecstatic. Imagine, I can't even describe what that would be like, because the idea of independence goes completely out of the window. And this is where I see where I just had this epiphany about what Teal Swan is talking about. As you can see, I don't completely disagree with her. It's probably just semantics that I'm harping on. But this is the society that I believe that I don't know if she sees it, but I have a pretty good idea that she's aware that this is pretty much the destiny of humanity. It may not come in this century, but it's definitely the destiny of humanity if we're going to be, you know, around and we keep developing spiritually. The days of empaths shutting themselves away from each other is will be long gone. And you can see that, I could talk about, you know, social media and being empathic and, you know, all that on another podcast, because I believe, you know, I have a lot of viewpoints on that as well. But also, for my final point that I didn't mention in the beginning, I would like to talk about unconditional love. And my viewpoint with that is that unconditional love is probably the most independent thing you can do. Because in many ways you have to choose to acknowledge your connection to everything else. And compassion is that choice. Unconditional love is that choice. Unconditional love doesn't mean that conditions that arise from the idea of separation don't come up, but they just don't. They take a back seat to compassion. They take a back seat to the unconditional unity that you feel inside of yourself with everything else. So, to sum up, I would have to say that I believe in interdependence. At this stage of humanity's evolution, I see where Teal Swan is going. However, I think it can be dangerous to not be conscious if you're going to be quote unquote dependent. I would like to call it interdependence. My independence empowers your independence, and your independence empowers my independence. But we're connected. This is called interdependence, meaning dependence between two entities, between two people. It's not co-dependence, meaning like we're dependent together, you know, which means we're both dependent together. It's like, well, then who's gonna, you know, if you're both, you know what I'm saying? It's like codependency is depending on each other for a sense of value and self-esteem. Interdependence is both entities recognize their value and contribute their value to each other that empowers and uplifts and helps the other person grow or the other entity grow. Interdependence is extremely important. And I could get into, you know, the boundaries and limitations of countries and stuff like that. I really think that sovereignty is extremely important, but interdependence is important. You know, it's like just blurring all lines at this point. Humanity is not ready for that. We're not ready for that. I don't believe that. just blurring all lines, and you know, all it's just we're just not ready for that. We're not mature enough collectively for that, but we can move on that path. So anyway, this has been another episode of I Have No Idea What the Fuck. This has been my commentary, my semantic trivial, well, I don't say trivial, I think it's important, but my semantic commentary on Teal Swan's view of independence, dependence, interdependence, and I'd like to know what you guys think. Subscribe to my podcast. It's on iTunes, Google, Apple, Spotify, on all the major platforms, even the ones that are lesser known but still major. Somehow they are major and unknown. And just come listen to me ramble. What I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to make this a weekly thing and try to find one thing that I find extremely interesting and important that I'd like to share with you guys. And I will do that. That is something I will do. Now, it's Mercury retrograde, so I'm trying not to make any promises during a Mercury retrograde. But I'm going to see if I can just roll with it and see where things go. All right, you guys, much love. I have no idea what the fuck.